Music doesn't need to be written down, but it's handy if it can be. So what's the earliest music we know of that's been written down? Well, for the kind of notation you see on sheet music today, you know, round the house, dots with curly tails, we need to go back to the 15 and 1600s with quill and parchment in hand. My trusty time machine. Instrumental music became a thing around about then, and the players needed something concrete to follow so that they could all be in time and, hopefully, in tune. But that's not really the oldest written music. You need to go further back for that. Welcome to the year 1000 in Italy with a good mate, Guido d'Arezzo. Guido was an Italian musical theorist who lived around that time, and he came up with the ideas that led to modern musical notation.
Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
But he also thought of a system where you give each note a name.
Do.
Makes them easier to remember. It might be something you've learned at school. Sometimes it's called tonic solfege or solfa. Whatever it is, it's a way of recording the sound of music.
So,
but wait, there's something earlier. If we jump in our time machine again, just a measly 200 years back to the year 800, alongside Guido, there's something called neumes being thrown about. In those days, most written music in the Western world was for the church, and so it was written to be sung. Instead of precise pitches like you see today, performers usually saw symbols called neumes that show you the shape of the music. It's a bit like a graph, whether it goes up or down, but not really by how much. So that's the year 800, but that's still not the earliest written music we know of. We need to go way back with chisel and stone. Welcome to Syria. It's about the year 1400 to 1200 BC, you know, quite a wide range there, and the time of the oldest written music we actually know about. The hymn to Nikal. It's from the ancient port city of Ugarit in northern Syria. Nikal is the goddess of orchards and fruit, and this hymn might have been written for harvest time, a piece of music that might be 3,400 years old. As I was saying, music doesn't need to be written down. I mean, so many other cultures around the world, it's an oral tradition, and if you're a performer of Indian music, each note has a name which is written in a table, and it's a similar deal for Korean music and some pop genres, you know, like guitar tablature or the Nashville number system, you see numbers on a table. But for the music we see written today, it all started with a simple hymn preserved on a stone tablet, but it heralded a new way of communicating music that would shape the whole musical world.